Not the ruba hereik the chotzer muta. Chotzer muta. The loch again was that din the rabbanon, if you have a shetach of a karka that's more than a base of sayim, even though you have dalad mechitas all around it, it depends. If it's hukuf ladira that you live inside it, so then no matter how wide the mechitas are, still it's muta. It has a shem rishus yochid. You're allowed to be metaltum even mid the rabbanon. But if it's not hukuf ladira, just like a park, she just has mechitas all around the big area. Once the area is more than a base of sayim, the rabbanon gave that area din karmelis. It's also to metalto dal damas inside it. Now we had halacha before, even if metchilo it was hukuf ladira. You had, let's say, in your backyard, you had a very tremendous backyard, but it was open to your house, so it's called hukuf ladira. So it depends if you planted tfua there. So if you planted tfua in a mokum that's a base of sayim, when you plant, you don't use that place. You can't live there. You can't sit there. So it blives now like it's not hukuf ladira anymore. Therefore, if you planted a mokum that's more than a base of sayim, it becomes also to metalto there. What about if you planted trees there? So that was the din of the Brice before. If you plant trees, that's not mavato ladira. Because the mice that people live, even though they have a nice backyard, you have trees there, it's kishmak. The trees make it a little bit shady. So the trees do not take away from the dira. Still called a mokum dira, even though you planted trees inside your backyard. That's the halacha. Not the rubai. If you plant the trees in row of it, still harayuk a chotzer mutter. Still it has a din like a chotzer, and it's mutter to metaltel inside your backyard. Omer avyud, omer avimi, vuhu isha osuyin itstablois. The trees have to be planted in a system, in a row. That it's shriach, it's like it's nice to live there, it's nice to sit there. Rashi says itstablois, Rashi says, and netuyin shura shuris, it's very nice to sit in between the trees. Like you have picture 70 here, on page 59. That your backyard was made, planted with trees and nice shuras, nice rows, so you could sit in between the trees. That's still called the mokum dira. Therefore, it's still called hukuf ladira, this area. And even though it's wider than the base of Siam, still you're allowed to be metaltel inside there. Because it's nice to live there. But mashmir, if it wouldn't be planted in rows, the trees would be all mixed up. That's mavata ladira. Then it's not nice to live there. That would not be called hukuf ladira anymore. Rav Nachman Amar no. Afal pi shein asun istablois. Even though the trees were not planted in nice rows, still trees are not mavato the mokum adira. It's still possible to live there, take a sit there. You still enjoy the shades there. Zatimara mar Yehuda kloy levei Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda went to visit by Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda. Chaznu lahanu, he saw he had a big backyard. And he saw he had a lot of trees planted there. The whole area was planted with trees. And the trees were not planted in the system. It wasn't straight rows. The trees were mixed up all around. And still he was carrying inside his backyard on Shabbos. Even though the mechitzas were wider than a base of sayim. So avad the poshet is good because it's hukuf ladira. You have your house there. But the shaila is now that you planted trees all around and not in the system, maybe it should be mevatel the dira. So Omale, he said to him, loy sovel omar lo de avimi. Don't you hold like avimi that said it's only mutter if the trees are planted in the system? They're planted in straight rows. Then it's nice to live there, to sit there. That's not mevatel the dira. But if the trees are stand planted all around without a system, it's mevatel the dira. Omale, he answered back, no. I hold like Rav Nachman. That holds what? No matter how it's planted. Lamaisa, trees are not mevatel the dira. No matter how many trees you have in your backyard, you'll still go out there to live there, to sit here. So it's not mevatel the dira. And that's the halacha. No matter how the trees are planted, it's not mevatel the dira. Only if you have zeroyim, if you have vegetables or a tfua growing there, then b'mokim the tfua is growing, nobody sits there, you don't live there. So that's mevatel the shem dira, and if you planted a place that's more than a base of sayim, it's also to metaltel inside it. Right. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, karfef yoyse mebeis osayim. A karfef usually means like a park. A place that's hukuf mechitzis, that has four mechitzis all around it, and shalai hukuf ladira, but nobody's living inside it. It's time an old wide open park that you have dalad mechitzis all around it, and it was wider than a base of sayin. So the locher is midirabon and it has a din karmelis. Once the mechitzis are wider than a base of sayin, like we had yesterday, means more than 70 amis and 4 tvachim by 70 amis and 4 tvachim, the rabbonin gave that shetach a din karmelis. said Rashi, Karfeif Yosem Abay Sasayim Shlehuka Fodiro. And after that, after you had this park there, Bona Etzla Dira. Now later you build a house inside this park. V'yarminu l'kamon, the Gemara says later, Hukav Shtola Dira. It's totally Bishas you build the Mechitzis. If Bishas you build the Mechitzis around this park, it was not Hukav Ladira. Nobody was living inside it. Ulebsoif, Posach Loi, Pesach, Diras Beisoi, Lemahani. But later, you build a house inside it, so that doesn't help you anymore. Since Metchila, when the walls were built, it was built Shlai Amanat to live inside it. It was built more than a Beis HaSayim. It has a Din Karmelis to it. And even though you build your house inside it, like picture 71, it doesn't help you anymore. Because since Metchila, the walls were built Shlai Amanat Ladira, it has a Din Karmelis on it. So the Shalom is, now what's the Yetzer? How do you do now to make this Karfeith Roy to be metaltal inside it? Because the Maisa, you have a house there now. Now you do live in this Mokum. Just the Mechitzis were made Shloya Manas Ladira. Like, what? How's the trick to be Mevatel these Mechitzis? Could they, like, you build up the Mechitzis new, and the new Mechitzis are made for the purpose of the house that's inside that you want to live there. So how's the Yetzer to Mevatel the old Mechitzis to, like, make new Mechitzis? So the Mora Ketzer the way, so what's the Yetzer to do? The Yetzer is Poritz Bar Pirtza Yosem Yeser. Like a picture 71. You have this wall, make a nice hole through the wall more than 10 amas wide. Once you make a pirtza more than 10 amas, a pirtza yoysim yes is mevatel the mechitza. So it has a din as if there's no mechitza there altogether. Then the goydra. Now fix up the mechitza, like picture 72. Put another fence in this pirtza now to make the pesach less than 10 amas. Umamidra al eser. And make the pesach now only to be 10 amas wide. Umutter. That would be Hechatim, so how now you would be a lot of Metaltel inside the Karfif. Because really you have a base deer inside there. Just the Mechitzis Metchila were not made for that purpose. So now that you make the Pirtza, Yosem Yesem, more than 10 Amos wide, you break the Din Mechitza. As if it doesn't have a fourth Mechitza. Very good. There's no fourth Mechitza. Now I go and build up a fourth Mechitza. And I do it, L'Shem Dira, that's enough. Even if you make just one Mechitza, L'Shem Dira, that's enough. So even though now in this area it's more than a Beis HaSayim, it's more than 70 by 70 Yamas, so what? Since you have a house inside, you're living in there, and now you're making these mechitzes after you have the Dira, it's mutter, it has a Din Rosh Yochid, even with the Rabban, it could be metaltal there. The Drashi, Ketzer Weisa, Peretz Loi Pirtza Yosem Yeser, Deve Kimi She'en Boi Mechitzes. Once you made the hole, the Pesach, more than 10 Yamas, it's as if there's no mechitzes. It's mevata the mechitzes. Now this is a big machlokes we shown him, if this is a din midi raiso or only midi rabbonin. It's a machlokes we shown him, if they bring a raya from the rach sheet, another sheet to shown him, the din of yoysum yes was only midi rabbonin. That midi raiso, once you have a mechitza, no matter how big the pesach is in between, it's not mevatel the mechitzis, midi raiso. The svar of the gemaras always say that once it's more than 10 amis, it breaks the mechitza, that's only a svar in the rabbonin. There are some shittas we shouldn't learn, no. That's a svar in the Raisa. Even in the Raisa, once you have a Pesach there, more than 10 amas wide, it breaks the Mechitzis in the Raisa. It's a shalom we shouldn't. The Chazrenish is Machri, Yol Zalocha, that it's only Midi Rabbonin. Midi Raisa, as long as you have Mechitzis there, even though the Pirtzis is more than Eser, still it has a shame Pes, it has a shame Mechitzis on it. It's not Mevatel, the Pirtzis Yosem Yeser is not Mevatel the Mechitzis Midi Raisa. It's only Midi Rabbonin. But I call upon him Midi Rabbonin for sure. When you make the hole more than 10 amas wide, you mevatel the mechitza. It's considered like you have no mechitza. Now when you put the next little fence in there to make the hole less than 10 amas, it's considered like you made a new mechitza now, and this mechitza you're making is being made the shem dira. That's the etzah to mesakel that you can mevatel inside this dira. Inside the karfif. So the gemari boy lihu. Poritz amo vigoder amo. Let's say kiseida, you had this karfif, and the wall, you had one, or you broke through one hole at a time. The hole material is only an amma wide. That's all. So an amma wide hole is nothing. That's why I'm still called the Pesach. You weren't mevata the mechitza. But after the pirtza was an amma, you fixed it up. You made a fence in that hole. Vaito, poritz amma vegidra. Ad sheshlimo liyosim yeser. To say that day after day, every day, another amma of the wall fell in. But every day he kept on fixing it up, putting like a new mechitza in that amma. Then the second day another amma fell down. That without the 11 days already, you have really a shetlach of 11 ammas. That the original wall broke down, but just every day he kept on building it up. So what's the halacha? Do we say Lamaisa 11 Amis fell in already, so it's considered like the old Pesach is broken, and now you make a new mechitza? Or do we say no? Since at all times, there's never a time that you have the pirtza more than 10 Amis, at all times you always have a good mechitza there. Because one day when it breaks in an Amah, the next day you're fixing it up, you put another mechitza there, you put another gedder there. So there's never a time that you really have a pirtza yaisam yeser. So what's the halacha mahu? What's the halacha? So Drashi, Poratz Amah, Eitzel Stima, you had a wall, the fourth wall, and now you broke through a hole an Amah wide. V'godra, then right away you put a gedder, you put a fence there. V'yoyd Poratz Amah, then the next day, right next to it, another Amah broke through. Eitzel Stima Amah, next to the first Amah that you fixed up. Hachadosha. V'godra, and then again you put another wall up there. The Loi Poratz Yudamas Kechad, and there wasn't a one time when the hole was wide 10 Amis. Every day a little bit fell down, and he kept on building it up every day. So what's the halacha? Do we consider now Lamais as if 11 Amas broke through, so it's considered like the old mechitza's bottle, and you're making a new mechitza? And we're talking about the same akimta now, that metchila the walls were made shaloya manas labira. Metchila you didn't have a house inside there. So since the walls are wider than a base of Sayin, it hasn't been karfer, that hasn't been karmelis. You're not allowed to be metatl inside. Now the case is again, you build a house inside there. But that doesn't help you. Since metchila, the walls were made, shloya manas labira. Now the shaila is though, every day it breaks a little bit the wall. So at the end of 2 weeks, lamaisa 11 amis broke through. So do we look as if the old wall is bottled, and now if you say that you're putting a new wall in? Or do we say no? We never look as if the old wall is bottled. Because there was never at one time you had a pirtza more than 11 amis. There was always the pirtza, just one amah. So we never see as if the old wall is broken. It always looked as if the old wall is still here. Mao, Omalei, so he answered back, yes, avada, that's kosher. That's a good way of breaking the old wall, and it's considered you're having a new wall now. What's the raya? Omalei, lav haino de tanan. Isn't this the same halacha like we learned? That what? We have halacha behuchas tumma, a keli. A kli cheris is makabel tumma. And once it's makabel tumma, the only way to make it tor is to break it, to put a hole in it, that you can't use it anymore. Now, kol kli bale batim. If the keli belongs to a private person, shiurin to remind him. The kli is still called usable, unless you have a hole in there that even pomegranates go through it. That's called bottle the tashmash of the kli, and then it becomes tor. Now, a boy chiski had a shayla. Nikiv kamoisi zayis. You had this kli cheris that belongs to a private person. And metchila the first day, you had a small hole in it, just that an olive comes through. So that hole is not mevatel the shem kli. You can still use it to store pomegranates inside it. So still has the shem kli, the tumma is still here. No v'sosmoy. Right away, this hole of a zayis, you filled it up. V'chaza v'nika k'maisi zayis. The next day, right next to that old hole, became a new hole, the size of a zayis. V'sosmoy. But right away, you again clogged up that hole. Ad sheshlima l'maitzerimon. Within a few days, you kept on having these holes, the size of a zayis, whereas if you wouldn't have filled them up each day, the hole now would have equal to a size of a rimon. Now it would have been as big as a pomegranate. Is the halacha mahu? Do we look again as if there's one big hole here, and now the kli is tor? Or do we say no? At every time, you only had a hole the size of a zayis, and right away you stuffed it up. So there's never a time that I could see the hole that's big as a rimon. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Omalei, he answered back. Mahu? The omalei, Rabbi Yechanon. Rebbe, Shani Salonu, you taught us another halacha. From this next halacha, we'll see clear that in such a case it is considered tor. We look as if all the holes equal up to more than a remain, and tak it's tor. The old kli is bottle. What's the raya? A raya from another halacha. The omalei Rabbi Yechanon Rebbe, Shani Salonu sandal. You told us a halacha about a sandal, about a shoe. Shenifseko achas miyozno, a sandal that a zav was wearing. Now a zav makes a tumas medris. Calls them on the zav stands on the sandal. The sandal got a tumas medris. That's like a kmat a chomadik a tuma. That's metama b'masa. If you just pick up the sandal, it has tumas masa because it's medris of a zav. Now, how does the sandal become tor? If you break the sandal, it's not usable anymore. Now nifsh sandal shenifseko achas miyozno. One of his ears break off. One of the ears of the kli break off. V'tikno, and then you masakin it. So just one of the ears come off of the sandal, it's still usable. You could use it because it has another side to it. But before the second side broke off, you fix the first side. is Alocha Tomei Medrus. It still contains its Tumah Medrus it had before, because the sandal is still usable. What about Nifsuko Shaniya? Now the second Ozin, the second ear of the sandal came off. Is Alocha V'siknoi, even though now you fixed it up, so still the din is Torah, Minha Medrus. We look as if the old kli was broken. It's not usable anymore. Because as soon as the second ear comes off, we look as if this sandal has no more ears. If it has no more side pieces to which you can't wear it. And therefore the tumas medris, that had metchilo, because the zav stepped on it, used it, goes off it now. Because right now we look as if first one ear came off, then the second ear came off on the second side. So if you have a sandal, doesn't have the tuas naim, you can't use it. But the locher is avol tomei maga medris. That's a locha. A tumas rishon it has. It's a maga medrash. That means even though when the second ear came off, so it lost its din tumah of medrash, but a kol ponim a kli, it is called a kli. Because right now you already fixed the first oizen. So lamaisa the kli is used. So when the tumas medrash goes off it, it's not worse as if it becomes a new kli, but this kli touches the tumas medrash. So it has a tumas maga medrash. But that's not the gate to us. But I call upon him, the old Tumas Medris goes off it. V'yomarto Allah, and you explain to us, what's the Hezbom? Why do I say when the second ear of the shoe comes off, it becomes ice kli, it loses Tumas Medris? Maishin or Rishayna? Why do we say when just the first ear, the first side came off, you said it was still Tomei? It's not called the kli's bottom. Why? Dorkai Mishniyah. Because I call upon him, you have the second ear. Since you have the second side of the shoe, and you could use the second side, so it didn't lose its shame kli. Obviously, the kasher is then, shniya nami. Even when the second side of the shoe falls off, why do I say now the shoe is bottled? It has no tumas medrash. The kli is not a kli anymore. I hear kaimer rishayna. The kasher is though, but you already fixed the first ear that came off. You already fixed the first side. So now when the second side comes off, why is the kli? Oh, it's kli, it's not called the kli anymore. It's still usable. Be'echel, you're telling me, when just one falls off, you can still use the shoe. That's why when just one ear falls off, the shoe still has tumas medrash, because it could be used, because it has a second side to it. So even when the second side comes off, it's also shver. Why do I say it's Torah now? It can still be used. You already fixed the first side. For your matter, alone, you explained to us, you told us, that teretz is ponim chadoshes bo lakan. The teretz is, it's like a new kli that came right now. We look at the old kli. The old kli, when the zav stepped on it, it originally had two sides to it, two asnayim. Now, lamaisa, those two asnayim came off it. First, one side came off, then the second side came off. So, negate to that old kli, we look as if that old kli is bottom. In between, you put a new side onto it, you put a new oizen onto it. The Torah says, you're making like a new kli here. That's called ponim chadoshes bo lakan. The new kli doesn't have a tumas medrash. All it has is just a tumas maga medrash. It blinds like it's a new kli now, and this kli lamais is touching the old tumas medrash. So, maga medrash, it does have. But as medrash alone, Nogaya to the old kli, we look as if ponim chadosh is bolakan. A new kli is coming here. So, you know, the same thing as Nogaya to the kli of a balabayas. Without, you have holes. Even though each hole you filled up, but the ma'isa, after you have a few holes the size of a zayas, that equals to the size of rimonim, we look as if that old kli, lamaisa, has a hole the size of a rimon. And therefore the old kli is tor. Lamaisa, the kli could be used now. You stuffed up the old holes. The teretz is, it's called ponim chadoshes molakam. We look as if it's called a new kli is here. So the same thing, our original shaila also. When you have this carfet, that metchila was hukaf shtela dira. Now you want to make these walls now, like new walls here, to say it's good. Even though at every time just one armor broke through. But after you have 11 armors broke through, we look as if that old wall is bottled. Because nagei to the original wall that was made shle ledira, there are 11 amis broken through that wall. When you have a pirsa more than 10 amis, it breaks the mechitza. In between every yama you fixed up, the Torah says every fixing just blinds like ponim chadoshes, like you're making a new wall. Sadarabba, the new wall you're making the shame dira. So therefore, you're allowed to be metatl in this conference right now. That was the Torah. So the Gemara, Hochinami, Ponim Chadoshes Bolakan. In our case of the Karfif also, about every Amma was broken down, and it came up to be 11 Ammas broken through, so that old wall is bottled, you fixed up in between. What you fixed up now, it looks like a new wall is there. And this new wall is after the house was built inside it. So the new wall was built L'Shem Dira. Therefore now it's called the Mechitza, Shulka for Dira, and you're allowed to be metatl inside it. So the Gemara Kori Olei, when he heard such a terror, he called upon him, Les Dein Bar Inish. This man is not called a mensch. The Rashi says, no, he's a malach. So to say such a good pshat, he's namish like a malach. And he could the army some sefer keret. Kegoin Dein Bar Nash. Like this person, that's called the Ben Odom. Thus says the mensch. A mensch daf zayin, a mensch that can say svaros, can say tzrutzim. He's called an emes a mensch. Let's see Rashi just. Rashi, v'tikna v'chozer v'nik Rashi eitzel asima v'tikna hu adin kilo tikna nami adayin tami medrusu v'adin laka tikna v'usa d'ilavok yisula yitzvach l'meim and nisklashinim yitor min ha-medrus. Look at us. T'suzak Rashi t'sula yehevi kli v'lo yichozer l'medrus miletame su adim akelim. Once both ears came off the kli, the shoe, it's not right to be worn, so the old din tumas medrus goes off it. Avo klihu, but the mitzvah, it is called the kli because you already fixed the ears. It has a tumas maga as if it touched the medrash. So it has a tumas maga like a rishon l'tumah. Sherei b'shas pre-shosayin, minoizim b'shas the second ear came off it, shadayin hu medrash at that time, it still had a tumas medrash on it, l'kabel tumah l'tame kelim, kibel tumah meyaviv. It's like the new kli touched the old kli, b'vasachas. No, they have a rishon l'tumum. It lies now a rishon l'tumum. Umetam akol ponim oichlin umashkin. But akol ponim teretz is that ponim chadoshes ein oznayim alolim imenu. These new ears on the shoe were not there at the beginning. Umishaniskenu loydorsen azav. After you had the new ones put on, the zav didn't step on the shoe anymore. V'tumah rishon etiru, and the original tumah that it had on it went off it. Shere ein zesan the rishon. This is not the original shoe. This is the new shoe right now. So who wasn't by the mechitzas? Even though every time the mechitzah broke in Amma, you fixed it up, it's considered like a new mechitzah here right now. And the old mechitzah's bottle, once there's a pirtza there, more than 10 Amas. Les din barinish, Rashi yelo malach. Hagoyin din barnash, odem godol. Fakir, that's called an odem godol, like this. Fakir. Omarav kana, rochbo shachuri havatin. A rochbo in the Gemara, that's always called the backyard, and backyard is called a rochbo. And here, it was more than a base of sayin. So Rashi, rochbo shachur yabatim, v'yein pesach habayis tzuach lo. From your house, there was no entrance into the backyard. Matchila was built the backyard, but there was no entrance from the back of your house into the backyard. V'heve mukefesh doladira. Obazoy, the backyard, like a picture 81, is called shloy ladira. It's hukah shloy ladira. V'yi yoysim a base of sayin, lo yitzu is bigger than a base of sayin hoya, is a metaltlin bo ela arbar ba'amis. You're only allowed to be metaltlin in your backyard, the dalad amis. If the mechitas are wider than 70 yamis and 4 tfachim, by 70 and 4 tfachim, it's called the karmus with the rabbonin, you can't be metaltlin there. So you have this backyard, Zot Gemara, is a metaltlin boy ela b'dalad amis. You can only be metaltlin like a karmelis, only up until dalad amis. The Yomer Rav Nachman, in Pesach le Pesach, like in picture 82, you open up a door from your house that goes into the backyard, then mutal atalta bakulay. Then you're allowed to be metaltal in the whole backyard. That's called hukos adira. So Drashiv in Pesach le Pesach min abayis, if you opened up a door from your house into the backyard, then it's called hukos adira. So at Gemara Pesach matiroi, the Pesach is matir, it's called a hukos adira. And I only say this, that has to be such a case that first you build your house, and you had a backyard, a back entrance to your house. You had the door there. And then you put up the mechitzas around the backyard. So then it's called the mechitzas al-hukuf ladiro. Because first you had the opportunity to live there. You had a back entrance to your house. Then you put up the dira. Then you put up the mechitzas. Ma'ashenkein usayf hukuf. Abo hukuf. But literally, the first depiction was like 81. First, you had the mechitas put up, and you had no back entrance to your house. Ulepseif posach, and then you broke through in the back of your house to make an entrance to the backyard. Loi, that doesn't help you. Because like we had before, since metchilo the mechitas were made, shaloi almanas ladiro, so it doesn't help you anymore that later you open up a pesach to your house. Because it's totally how you make the mechitas at the beginning. The mechitas were made, shaloi almanas ladiro, it has it in kamlus with rabbonin. Avukul say posach loy for the Gemara posach elvezay luchuris treated is bright then. If you're telling me first you opened up the back door of your house ulevsayf hukov and then you put the mechitzas around your backyard, there's a luchur pshita. Avadi you're allowed to be metaltal in your backyard. that's mamish called mechitas or hukaf ladira. Pshita, a picture 82, avadikuri metalto there. And the Gemara, the Teretz is letricha to yistle beidori. We're talking about you have a storage yard there between your house and the backyard, like a picture 83. Right outside the entrance to your back house, the back door, there's a beidori there. There's like a place that you store your tefuah. And then in back of that is the backyard. Yeah. So I would think, Sakti so Gemara, now the time I would think, Adaita Devei Dori Avdei. Why did you open up the back door of your house to the backyard? Not the fact you want to live in the backyard, just you wanted to be able to go to the Devei Dori. You want to be able to go take the tfu inside your house whenever you need it. So it's not called as if it was opened up to live in the backyard. So maybe the backyard is still called Hukov Shler Ladira. Kamashmla, no, that your purpose of making a door in the back of your house is for both purposes. Minastam. You want to be able to live in the backyard and to be able to take in from the Dvei Dori. Trashi Pshita. Did the Pesach say Hukov Shari? Shari Hukov Hashem Pesach Pshita. If first you have the door and then you made the Mechita Zavadi with Smuta. And the Gemara, Tzrichot Yisbei Bei Dori. Goyrin Acher Abayis. You have your asylum there, you have your storage of tfuah there, koidim hekaf ha-rechova, before the rechova, before the backyard. His man, the tamer, died at the beidori poscha, he opened up the door to his, in the back of his house, only almanaz to use the tfuah. V'lava died to lahakif sham rechova, and not for the purpose of using, living in the backyard. Kamash v'la no, that avadu is same in astam, he opened up the door for both purposes. Zayin to use the dori, to use the tefuah, and to use the backyard. Therefore, it's considered like if the pesach was there first, that is called first. This whole shetach is oimud ledira. Now, if you make mechitas around your backyard, it's called mechitas that will hook off ledira. So, no matter how wide the mechitas are, still it's mutter to use it. Yeah. Well, right. Karfeif yoisim beis asayin. You have a karfif, again, an open yard that's more than a base of sayin. Shukos adira. You have a house inside there, and in front of the house, on the back of the house, you have a nice big yard that's more than a base of sayin. Is that so poshut it's mutter to metalta there? Because it's called hukos adira. Since you first you have your house, and then you made a big backyard, and you made a big mechitas all around it, that's called hukos adira. Now what happened was, for nismala mayim, now water came into your backyard, and your whole backyard got flooded. There's like a marble, there's just water there. And Avada, we're not talking about it's running water. If it's running water always has a thing karmelis. It's called a new rishus by itself. Every nor, every river is considered a karmelis. They were talking about the water just stays there. It's like dead water in your backyard right now. But it's malamayim, and your whole backyard now became full of water. Is sova rabbonim lemeim, rabbonim thought to say, kizroyim domi. This is considered as if you planted zroyim in your backyard. That's mavato the dira. You don't live there anymore. Normal, you live in your backyard, you go out there, you sit there, you walk around. Now that you have a flood there, it's full of water right now, you don't live there. That's not called hook of the dira anymore. Samael, it hasn't been calmless right now, the backyard, and it's also to matalto. That's what he thought. What? Well, it's never more than a base of sign. We'll have to say it's bigger. It has to be more than seven. It'll be more than seven or seven else. You'll be right. It'll be a sermon then. The smaller mayim, yes, a sober rabbonim lemeimok is royim domi. It has been like royim. The osir, and if it's bigger than a base of sign, it's more than 70 yamis, like 70 yamis, it'd be osir. Omalu, he entered Omalu rababa avua the rav, or the rova, bray the rav mashashia, hochi yarmina mishmei the rova. This is what was learnt over in the name of Rova, that Mayim is kinetoyim dummy. No, water is considered like trees. Just like we said before, trees does not mavato the dira. You can still live in your backyard with trees. Who are then water also? Water does is not mavato the dira. We'll soon see why not. Bishari, therefore it's mutter. Even though the water is more than a base of sayim, it's still called oimed the dira, and it's called mechitas, a hook of the dira, it's still mutter to metatl inside it.